Your mind work by attention and intention. You got intention to know the right shoulder, your mind got attention there. Okay? You understand? Before you don't know, you just think about right shoulder. It's too slowly, okay? Just keep attention. Then your mind come here, okay? Can you keep attention on your back? Your mind come and watch and see here. When you watch from your mind, today, I just want you to witness your mind. What you got in your mind when you watch from your mind? You got calmness from the beginning. Okay? If you just use your thought, think about the breathing in, maybe you got calmness, but more and more it become thought, okay? But if you use your mind, you watch, you got seeing, okay? When you watch how you sit, you got seeing how you sit or not, okay? And now your mind not stay at home because you got eye look at beautiful thing, your mind go out, okay? Hearing something, people speak something bad to you, your mind disturb, go out and disturb, okay? How to keep your mind always good at home? How? Witness a bit. Can you witness your mind when you listen to me? Your mind not lost. Your mind stay at home and listen. It look like you sit in the middle of the room. There are many windows. Before, you just look outside the window. Put your head to look. Okay? But now you just sit at home, at the middle of the room. And you can see, just watch this window. There are five windows. Just watch from your home inside. Watch and see who coming, who passing. Just watch and see from inside, okay? So now, can you connect? When you watch from inside, it connected. Your eye look, your mind watch. This is already connect, okay? Mostly, your eye look, your mind traveling. Hang out with thought, okay? How to keep your mind at home? Connect to your five sensory organ, okay? Five sensory window. Your ear listen, your mind hearing clearly, okay? Your eye look, your mind watch, okay? Your hand touch, your mind knowing, okay? Your tongue taste something, your mind knowing. But sometimes you eat something, you not knowing what you eat, okay? You think something else. You smell, your mind must know. So keep your mind knowing, seeing, knowing, okay? Every moment. Even people walk inside, can you watch from your mind and seeing people walk inside? Okay. This is we stay at home. So today, I just give you technique. There are two people coming. Just welcome here first. I will show you something. Okay. Light the incense stick. Okay. Okay, come here. Okay. Now this is the candle, two candles you have. 1 2 okay take one for you. And before you light incense stick, before you light a candle, just witness your mind. God thought, hang out, traveling out. But when you do something, your mind come back. Now, just pretend to light your candle. Put this stick and light the candle. Pretend. Your mind come back. Just pretend. You might come back and watch. Can you witness you might come back and watch? Again, move out. Move in slowly. When you move in slowly, your eye look, but the one who see is your mind inside. Watch. That's right. Can you witness? Now, just come and touch. Can you witness something inside? Attention. Can you witness your mind inside? Attention. Watching. Again, I show you. When you not do anything, your mind hang out, traveling. When you do something, your mind come back. Watch. You look, your mind watch. But when you not pay attention, sometimes you look at me, you not pay attention to me, you think something else. But when you light the candle, this is one point, okay? Your mind watch. I just would like you to see your mind come back, watch, okay? And do it again, okay, one more time. Slowly. Your mind come back and watch, that's right? Your eye look, but the one who see is your mind inside, watch. The one who see is not your eye. That is something inside. That's right. That is your home. Can you stay at home and watch how you standing? Can you stay at home and watch how you feel your touching on stationary foot? Can you stay at home and watch how you breathing in? If you watch from your mind, you got meditation from the starting. So now we are learning how to watch from the mind. And when you watch from the mind become awareness, seeing itself. You got seeing calmness in the mind, more calmness in the mind. When your mind stay here, now and here, your mind become awareness or calmness. When your mind not stay here, your mind traveling, your mind become thought, okay? Understand now? Okay, good. We go together. And now, I just would like you to watch near your mind, just chanting, Buddha, Dhammo, Sangho. Can you watch the rhythm? Sangho, Dhammo, Buddha. Can you watch in your mind chanting? Can you? Buddha, Dhammo, Sangho. Sangho, Dhammo, Buddha. When you watch, your mind see what you chanting. That's right. When you got your mind watch and see your chanting, then your mind become more awareness. Okay? More awareness and seeing calmness, beautiful calmness, emptiness, more and more. Watch and see from your mind, okay? Now, watch starting from your body first. Can you watch your body? See your body, how you sit? But can you watch and see your mind? Got a bit thought? Yes, still got a bit thought. But when you chanting Buddha, Dhammo, Sangho, what you see, thought go away. Because you are here and now, watch your chanting. Okay? That's right. Buddha, Dhammo, Sangho, Sangho, Dhammo, Buddha. This session, we just do chanting meditation first. Because when you can see your chanting, you can see your thought become less and less and less. That's right. Okay, now just bring your body straight up. And we do meditation, chanting meditation. Okay, Buddha is a Buddha. Dhammo is Dhamma. Sangho is Sangha. Okay? Chanting. Today I will give you practice chanting Buddha, Dhammo, Sangho, and after that, chant maybe to Buddha, 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 Buddha. But we start from Buddha, Dhammo, Sangho. Can you realize the rhythm? Okay? Now just watch and see you are chanting in your mind. Then you can see your mind clearly because you're chanting in your mind. That's right? Buddha, Dhammo, Sangho, and your body straight up. Watch and see from your mind, inside, in between your chanting. Watch from your mind, see from your mind become wake up with good awareness. And you know already where to stay at home. In your mind, where is your mind at home? Attention. Can you keep attention on your chanting? Buddha, Dhammo, Sangho, then you got seeing. How to watch? Keep attention, okay? Keep attention on your chanting. The new person just come here first. Those just watch and see your chanting with good attention, okay? Watch and see your chanting. Yes. Okay. Just stay there in front. Come here.
Before you light the candle, we just pretend. Okay? We just pretend. But before you really witness your mind, witness what you got. You got some thought, you got some doubt, you got head down, okay? Traveling from monkey mind. But when you do something, now just do something like a candle, you might stop monkey mind. Monkey mind stop and you might come back and watch what can you witness what happened to your mind? Yes. That is, see your mind. Can you see your mind? Just by witness. Witness. That's right. That means, again, your eye know, but the one who see is your mind watch. That's right. Your mind is inside. Your eye is like a window. Again, your eye know, but the one who watch and see is your mind inside. when you watch from your mind, seeing from your mind, you got tired. Can you witness your mind? Your mind keep attention on me. Your mind got meditate. So witness your mind, and then you can see your mind. Calmness. When you witness your mind got attention on whatever you look. Okay, what you listen. And you witness your mind attention. Attention is your mind. Okay, then your mind become awareness, and see in your mind calmness. Okay,
go and sit. So when you close your eye, you know where your mind is, where you got good attention. Can you keep attention this session on your chanting three words? Buddha, Dhammo, Sangho, Sangho, Dhammo, Buddha, Buddha, Dhammo, Sangho, Sangho, Dhammo, Buddha. And if you just straight up your back, can you witness your mind more stillness, and more one-pointedness? If your back straight, your face straight, your mind become more stillness. Good start already. Success more than 50%. Good start by keep your back straight. You can witness what happened to your mind. Your mind more stillness. So even you close your eye, can you see your mind? Calmness. Your mind here and now on the chanting, Buddha, Dhammo, Sangho, your mind not thinking anything outside. And what happened? Your mind got calmness. You practice meditation in the beginning for calmness. Can you see calmness? You watch and see or keep attention on your chanting. Can you see calmness? Now sing the calmness together. When you see calmness, you got more calmness. Okay? And now, just slowly open your eye. And now, I will let you learn about to develop awareness from your heart. Okay? Because when you practice meditation, what you practice? Your mind and your heart. Okay? Your mind watch, but your heart must wake up with awareness. Okay? How your heart wake up with awareness? Now you just feel relaxed. As far as you got awareness in harmony of your breathing, in harmony, not after, not before, in harmony. Okay? Can you feel relaxed until your heart become awareness in harmony of your breathing? Okay? Become in harmony. Okay? Don't have, from your heart, we no content. You don't have to put any concentration. No content. But when you watch or concentration, you got content. But when you got awareness, no content. Okay? Just keep your heart in harmony of your breathing. Can you? Relax. And see what happened. It's become calm and calmer in your heart. Close, open your eye. Because I tell you, when you practice from your heart awareness, no content. That means you don't have to close your eye. You can practice in harmony of your breathing with eye open. And eye open is much better for the beginning. Okay? Because when you close your eye, you got content. Okay? So open your eye first until you got skill, then you can close your eye. No content, in harmony. Awareness. In harmony of your breathing. You can realize you got already breathing in and out, but your heart just in harmony. You feel your heart really light, open, and become awareness and see. Just relax. When you sit on a beach, or sit in the garden, and you're resting yourself, what happened? You calm down because your heart become awareness in harmony of your breathing. That's right. When you sit on beach, you resting, you don't have to do anything. Immediately, your heart become awareness of your breathing together in harmony. Okay? And now, this is awareness. And now, I will let you practice your mind together with your heart. So, in harmony first from your heart. When your heart become awareness in harmony of your breathing, you just notice, your mind notice how you're breathing, how you're feeling, how you're breathing, how you're feeling, how you're breathing, how you're feeling. This is vipassana. Notice how you're breathing, how you're feeling. Samatha, we just keep attention, watch one object. Okay? The breath body. But vipassana, we awareness, got awareness and see at least body and mind. That means how you're doing, how you're feeling, how you're breathing, How you feeling? Notice. Okay? Try it now. For 5-10 minutes, okay? Just relax until you feel your heart awareness in harmony. In harmony. And then you don't have to watch, but just notice your mind, notice your breathing, notice your mind. Can you? And where you notice? At home inside, attention. Keep attention on your breathing and your heart feeling. Keep attention. Keep attention inside, okay? We don't have to watch because our heart not outside. If outside we have to watch, but your heart is inside. You only keep attention and notice, okay? And now we practice together in harmony. Just sit and relax. Relax your muscle until you got awareness in harmony of your breathing. And notice from your mind, or keep attention from your mind. How you doing? How you breathing? How you feeling? More awareness in harmony of your breathing, you got awareness and see from awareness or from heart. Seeing what? Seeing how you breathing, how you feeling, in harmony or not. And then you can notice and see your heart. What happened when your heart got awareness in harmony of your breathing? Your heart calmed down. But sometimes your heart got desire and doesn't want to be in harmony of your breathing. Can you see your heart? Notice and see your heart, okay? Keep your body straight up, your face straight up, your heart awareness more wake up, and no contempt. Don't have to focus, but just awareness in harmony of your breathing, in harmony. And notice from your mind, notice and see how you're breathing, how you're feeling. straight up your body, but sit and relax together, not tension. Relax will help your heart become awareness in harmony of your breathing. Somebody not feel good calmness, just open eye and relax. But those who got harmony of your breathing, even you close your eye, then you close your eye. But you just compare, when you open your eye and you has no content, have no content, not doing anything, just stay in harmony. Is go to calmness very fast. But if you got doing, force your body, it's not open, not wake up. Because when you close your eye, you always do that, do this, okay? But awareness is from your heart, in harmony of yourself. So you can open your eye if you want, because when you close your eye, you try to focus, okay? But if you close your eye, you do good, then you close your eye, okay? Just see the Buddha statue. Watch the Buddha statue. And don't have to force yourself, relax, sit relax, and your heart in harmony, awareness in harmony of your breathing, become in harmony. And smile in your heart a bit. It more wake up. Smile and your heart with the Buddha, with trust. You got more awareness in harmony of your breathing. And you got seeing by your awareness. You have to notice how you're doing, how you're feeling. If you not notice, your mind become thought. Awareness, wake up, then notice together. Notice how you breathing, how you feeling. And when you notice, seeing clearly together, seeing clearly how you're doing, how you feel, then your mind more mindfulness. Okay. Notice and see clearly how you're doing, how you feel. Your mind notice. And now I just give you more technique. Open your eye a bit. You know, awareness still not wake up because the posture of the body. Can you just keep your body straight up? And smile. When you smile, your body wake up. Okay? If you just aware and not smile, your body not wake up. Smile. And your hand, you must put over your knee. Okay? Can you put over your knee and feeling? And if you sit on chair, can you feel your stationary feet also? And you got touching on your seat. Can you feel touching on your seat? So now you're sitting, you got touching on your hand, two hands, and on your seat. Okay? At least you got two hands and seat. If you just feel on your two hands and your seat with smile, it become more conscious, wake up. With smile, can you feel sensation on your two hands? When you smile, sensation become consciousness, wake up. Can you feel sensation on your seat? When you smile, sensation become consciousness, wake up, okay? And it become consciousness more and more over the whole body. And now open your eye again. Now you straight up. And how to wake up more? Look at me. Just sit straight up, smile, and feeling you got wings on your shoulder. Your shoulder wake up, open. Like eagle wing. Okay? Are you ready to fly? But we not fly anywhere. We just wake up. Okay? Just feel you got two wings. You always ready to fly, not always fall asleep. Okay. What happened? When you feeling you got two wings ready to fly, you got more wake up. And it more wake up until you feel relaxed also. Now, when you open your eye, straight up your back, and put two wings. And I show you, you don't have to close your eye and just see what you got more and more. When you do straight up your body and feeling you got two wings, it become awareness on your body. That's right, because your body straight up, it become awareness of your body. That's right. I will show you what you got. Even you don't do any concentration, but when you straight up your body now and straight up from the beginning, you got no pain. If you not straight up, you sit like this, then you got pain all the time, okay? If you straight up, you go over pain. And smile, and with two wings are ready to fly, your smile become more consciousness, wake up. And see what happened, only 2 minutes. Don't have to close your eye. You got more, your heart become more awareness in harmony of your breathing. And it become seeing natural breathing. This is you got your consciousness become spirit and soul, wake up, okay? You got seeing by your consciousness or spirit and soul, wake up. Open your eye first. Because I would like you to develop seeing by awareness and see. Because when you close your eye, you don't have awareness and see, you fall asleep. But if you have awareness and see, you close your eye close, but you got awareness and see over the whole body. Then you close your eye, but inside you wake up. Okay? You wake up or not? How to got awareness and see? Just feeling straight up and with two wings. Bring up with smile together. And it open up. And I tell you, this consciousness sleep for long time, many years. Now when it wake up, it become body consciousness. Okay? Whole body got consciousness. That means you got consciousness body with the physical body. Do you have consciousness body with physical body together? And your consciousness body wake up, you sit, your consciousness body sitting with you. Before your consciousness body sleeping. Now consciousness become consciousness body. And it can realize this physical body not you, not belong to you, because it go aging and dead. But you know, if you wake up more and more, and consciousness become consciousness over the whole body, or I use the word consciousness body, okay? And this consciousness body, when the last minute come, the doctor say, you prepare yourself tonight. You not pass tonight. You just feel consciousness more and more until you got consciousness body. And this consciousness body will contemplate the physical body, aging and dead. For sure, tonight. This consciousness body just see the light and wake up and go for rebirth. Now, you know what do practice samatha and vipassana for what? For wake up. Wake up of what? Wake up of your consciousness. Become consciousness body, or you can use the word astral body. Okay? Okay? So if you not wake up, the last minute come, you still dark, got darkness, okay? So now, it doesn't matter you got really good or deep meditation or not. Only calmness enough. Enough to wake up consciousness body. Calmness, how calmness? Just watch yourself. When you watch yourself, you got calmness or not? But when you watch something outside, you got a lot of thought. Now watch yourself, what your sitting posture, and relax your body. You got more consciousness body come up or not? And smile, more consciousness from your heart come up or not? And smile in harmony of your breathing, in harmony. Consciousness inside and outside become one together or become consciousness body, okay? And now you sitting, he sitting with you, and he can realize this body, physical body is impermanent, never sit still, must move, changing all the time. And he can realize this person suffering with four elements, burning with five elements all the time, and aging all the time. With consciousness body, you will be able to develop Dhamma eye, okay? It's seeing inwards. Seeing by consciousness body, it looks like it see around your body. See inwards. It's different from samatha meditation or concentration meditation. Concentration meditation, you watch something in front. This is you watch on your breathing. You watch hours. When you watch hours, this is only samatha meditation or concentration meditation, okay? But for what? You do samatha meditation for what? For your mind, mindful, with stillness, one pointiness, more stillness, one pointiness, your conscious body becomes seeing. Now look at me. How you understand about your consciousness body seeing yourself? How? You got already, but you don't know. When you got consciousness body seeing yourself, you know when? When you play sport. You play sport. Your eye look the opponent, but you can hit the score with awareness and see, or your conscious body see how you play sport. Okay? You got consciousness body when you play sport, you got consciousness body wake up. But when you sit still, he's sleeping. When you play sport, he wake up again. How you sit still and he wake up? How? With smile. He wake up or not? Smile and your heart become awareness in harmony of your breathing. Not behind, not forwards, in harmony of your breathing. Can you? Like you play sport in harmony of your movement. You got awareness in harmony of your movement. That's right. This is my experience. You cannot learn anywhere. Okay? How to be good, aware of yourself. How to develop good awareness of yourself. Just in harmony of yourself. How you walk. Just your awareness in harmony. Now your awareness sleeping. You walk, you don't know. Okay? Okay, now just relax, open your eye. You will realize something. Straight up your body. What happened? When you straight up, you got seeing by your awareness. Okay? But even you sit still, you got movement or not? You got movement of your four element. Can you just smile, wake up your awareness and seeing this person got four element movement throughout the whole body? When you space spot, you got movement, you got awareness in harmony of your movement. Okay? When you play sport with really good awareness in harmony of your movement, you feel joy playing sport with joy. Okay? So now just keep your heart. Your heart always want to go out. Just keep in harmony of your breathing. Okay? Now set up and put two wings, like eagle wing, not imagine, only technique to wake up your consciousness. When you got two wings, are you ready to fly? But we not fly. We wake up more and more, and your consciousness become seeing. Your awareness become more awareness in harmony of your breathing or not? Stay there. Open your eye and stay there with your back straight. Very important. Your back not straight. Straight. How to straight? How to straight? Keep your face up. And you got awareness and see in harmony of your breathing. When you got awareness in harmony of your breathing, more awareness open. Okay? And all in your awareness knowing. Sitting in your awareness knowing, breathing in your awareness knowing, and together notice in your awareness how you doing, how you feeling. Okay, awareness and notice, awareness in harmony of your breathing, and your mind don't have to focus, don't have to watch, just notice. Okay? In Thai language, we use the word กำหนดรู้ okay? But in English, I think notice is it same. It's the same meaning, notice. Because when you notice, you can notice inwards. Okay? Now can you notice how you're doing, how you're feeling? Not focus on your body. Notice how you're doing. Not focus your mind, notice how you're feeling. Okay? Same when you're walking, meditation. If you focus your step, that is concentration meditation. But if you just notice how you walk, not focus your foot one by one, but notice both feet walking together. Okay? That's right. And now, can you notice both together? How you doing? How you feeling? Because it got relation to each other. Okay? Notice. Notice with awareness in harmony of your breathing. Can you? This is really simple. You don't have to focus because you got your mind at home. But if one day, sometime your mind not at home, you got disturbed, you have to focus. But now you got seeing your mind at home, and then if your mind at home get a bit calmness, some calmness, more wake up awareness together, okay? Then you balance your mindfulness and awareness together. You don't have to go deep into meditation. Vipassana, we need a kind of calmness, and you wake up awareness and see, and now you can move your body, relax. When you move, can you just get awareness in harmony of your movement? Can you? In harmony. Why? when you got awareness in harmony of your body movement, more and more you got your heart in daily life in harmony of the nature. That's why from the starting to the end, to the exit or the way, the path to enlightenment, you only practice only the same thing in harmony of your breathing. And then when you live in daily life, just live in harmony of the nature. Okay? This is no method, only become one with the nature, how? In harmony of the nature. Now you're not in harmony of the nature, okay? You got desire attachment. So then I just tell you not rush, just stay in harmony of your breathing first, can you? Because now your heart, a lot of rush, desire, your breathing not quick enough, your heart really quick. So just slow down in harmony of your breathing, can you? Okay? And then you will find peace in your heart. And even in daily life, when you got your heart awareness in harmony of your breathing, then you can realize your heart now more awareness in harmony of the nature. Okay? In harmony of the nature. Like you sit on beach, you got your heart in harmony of the nature. You got natural calmness by itself, okay? Okay. So now when you got your heart hit in harmony of your breathing, can you notice your body calm down, your heart calm down? That's right. That's why you need mindfulness to notice. Then you got wisdom, understanding, okay? So before you got a lot of content, you got desire, want to do meditation. That is the beginner. But when we already well trained, we had no content. We just keep awareness in harmony of our breathing. Okay? How in harmony of your breathing may be too difficult. Can you touch your palm on your arm? Can you? Can you feel your pulse or sensation? Pulse or sensation? When you feel pulse or sensation, more feeling your pulse or sensation, your heart become awareness in harmony of your pulse or sensation. In 1 minute only. Or you can touch here. If you cannot feel your pulse or sensation here, you can feel here. Or if you cannot feel your sensation, your pulse, heartbeat still okay. Can you feel heartbeat and you got awareness in harmony of your heartbeat? In harmony, not focus. In harmony. In harmony. Touch here or touch here. But if you have skill, then you touch here. If you don't feel pulse or sensation, you touch here, because here you got heartbeat. Heartbeat make pulse. Okay? Can you just keep awareness in harmony with your pulse or heartbeat? In harmony with your power of habit, you got awareness more and more. And how about what you got when you got awareness in harmony with your power? You got awareness and see, awareness and see. That's right. Awareness and see. But now, I don't teach meditation by touching power. No. Can you put 2 hands on your knee? On your knee, can you feel on your palm sensation? Can you keep your heart awareness in harmony with sensation on your palm? It bring your heart calm down. Okay? That's right. So awareness first. You learn new thing you never to learn. You only put focus, concentration, but you forgot about awareness. Awareness will come up more and more when you got awareness in harmony of your pulse, your breathing, your pulse, or your sensation, or your movement, okay? In harmony with your movement, your pulse, your sensation, then you got your spirit and soul wake up, okay? The purpose to practice samatha and vipassana is to wake up your consciousness. Or we can use the word spirit and soul. When consciousness wake up, it becomes spirit and soul, and it see this person. When it see this person, then you just contemplate this person. The body, how your body now getting aging and dead in the near future soon. And your body getting sickness all the time. Contemplate with your spirit and soul. Now, okay, you understand? Just now, relax and smile. Smile will make your awareness in harmony of your breathing. That's right. Don't have to focus anything, because if you got calmness in some level, develop more awareness. You focus when your mind very disturbed, okay? But your mind not too much disturbed and calm already, then develop together awareness, then you can get more development. Now awareness in harmony of your movement, can you? Awareness in harmony with your sensation, can you? Very beautiful calmness, that's right. Because awareness from your heart. When your awareness in harmony with your body, you are here and now at the present moment, then your heart become pure mind. But if your awareness not in harmony with your body, it getting darkness inside. That's right. And you feel really disturbed. So now sit and just relax. You got awareness in harmony of your body posture. You can relax, and then more awareness in harmony with the body posture. Sitting this way, you know, sitting this way, you know, then you got more awareness in harmony of your breathing. It's become open up. That's right. And then you got awareness more and more in harmony of your heart. Okay, your heart got good sometimes, bad sometimes. You got awareness in harmony. Then it calm down. Okay? In harmony. We call just keep calm and humble in your heart, not lust in your heart. And then your mind notice. And now before we close our eyes, straight up your body again. Put two wings to have you open, your shoulder open. And then your awareness become in harmony of your sitting posture. And smile, then your awareness become in harmony with your breathing. Then notice yourself, okay? Okay. Notice in your awareness, notice. How you doing, how you feeling, can you? And close your eye. Relax and smile. Then you got more awareness in harmony with your breathing. Nice and sincere with loving kindness in your heart. Keep smile in your heart with calm and humble in your heart and with letting go. Relax and letting go. You got awareness, wake up in harmony of your breathing together in harmony. Your heart become in harmony with your breathing together. And notice how you're doing, how you're feeling. Notice and aware in harmony. Awareness in harmony, just go into your heart with smile. With smile in your heart, you got awareness in harmony of your breathing together. More awareness in harmony with your breathing in and breathing out. Peace come to your heart. And your mind notice together how you're doing, how you're feeling, how you're feeling, how you're doing. Your mind become more wake up with good mindfulness. Relax and more smile in your heart. Your awareness becomes more in harmony with your breathing. That is, you got consciousness more wake up. Wake up and see calmness and more calmness due to your awareness become in harmony. Then you can see by your awareness how natural breathing is. It become no content, very natural. Your breathing become natural. When you focus your breathing, you got content. It's not natural. But when you can live in harmony with your breathing, after more you practice, you can live in harmony with all the nature. Okay? We not do anything. We just keep mindful awareness in harmony of the present moment. We walk, we eat, we sit, we breathing in, we breathing in harmony. It's from heart. When you got harmony of your breathing, then you can get harmony with the nature. People and things changing before you not accept. Now you got awareness in harmony of all people and things, even changing or disappear or disappointed. Never mind, because you got awareness in harmony of with the nature. The nature is impermanent, changing. You know already. Okay. Sometimes in your family, sometimes your wife and husband today speak good, not good. It's suchness. Okay, it's suchness, because you got awareness in harmony with the nature, then you accept everything, okay? Accept with understanding. And close your eye again. Can you live in harmony with your breathing? awareness in harmony with your breathing, you got seeing with awareness clearer. You got seeing clearer with more understanding of impermanent suffering and non-self, then you got letting go in your heart, or letting go. More letting go, more Dhamma eye wake up in your heart, or your consciousness become Dhamma eye, seeing, knowing, seeing with understanding and letting go. Before we finish this session, just transfer merit of your heart to everybody at home, your dad, your mom, your son, your daughter, everybody at home, and to everybody here in Sri Lanka Temple and in Perth and in Australia and in all countries, every country in the world, let them got peace, more and more peace, and transfer it to all beings together with smile. More and more you got happiness, let all beings getting more and more happiness. And then just smile to yourself to bring all merit to yourself for your good luck, good health, happiness, and all success. And now we finish this session. Thank you. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.